podcasting, one of my biggest things that was funny and was comedy to me was all of these things that I would run into, the inconsistencies of dating, especially dealing with women, and how they were wanting to have their cake and eat it too, or how they were not being consistent, or how they weren't healed from their past trauma, but they wanted you to be ready to go and deal with their issues and be there for them. And it was a very weird thing that I was talking about this many years ago, and now I see it everywhere. Now I see it all on the YouTube channels. You see the Andrew Tates, you see the, what's that, Kevin Samuels, you see this other girl from London, and it's just like it's all these other podcasts are nonstop talking about the bullshit that has happened in our modern dating world. And it's just a world out there that has caused a lot of confusion for a lot of people. And you have these arguments, and it's just a very fascinating thing, because I'm like, man, okay, I knew what I was thinking about was when I was having these personal experiences, which was the notion, the genesis of me having those conversations. It was me going on a date and this person was saying this, but they were not really that way, or they changed their mind, or whatever it is. It was all these different things that you still deal with, you know, like you still deal with, like people are not out there in the world, people are not truly honest and transparent about who they are, who they want to be, what they want from a relationship. You know, and you know, I'm open-minded enough and non-judgmental enough to date people that are married, to date people that are in situationships, and trusting that what they say is true. But you realize over time that no matter what plans you lay out, what things you talk about, there's always some hidden cards that are not displayed. And I think for me, that's been the ultimate frustration with dating, is that when you're a direct person like I am, and I can honestly say, yes, I am divorced. Yes, I live by myself. Yes, I have co-parenting. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not dealing with PTSD. I'm not, you know, I'm not dealing with whatever muck you're used to dealing with, or, you know, an abusive person or a gaslighting person. You know, I let you know who I am from day one. From day one, when we sit down at Starbucks and we have dinner, or even before we talk, before we meet, you know, I had someone that was reaching out to me, blast from the past, that was like, hey, let's go have a get together for a concert. And I'm like, okay, cool. No problem with me. But she's like, you know, I hope that you're looking for what I'm looking for. And I'm like, well, I don't know. We have to have a conversation about it, because I don't, you know, if you're looking for a relationship, then I have to give you my deal breakers, or the things that people that I've dated have had a problem with over the course of years, because more than likely you're probably gonna have it. You know, I've already said this to myself, that I don't feel that I'll probably be in a relationship until I'm in my 50s, because it's gonna be very hard for someone to understand and accept a lot of things that I already have in place that I'm not trying to change. And I always tell this to people. I was in a conversation with this lady that was thinking that I want a controlling woman. And I'm like, no, ma'am. I don't want a controlling person. Well, I don't want to have someone that's subservient, even though that would work for me, because, you know, you have somebody that they'll do whatever it is you want them to do. But for that, I get a dog. I mean, I believe in us being individuals as people. That's the way I enjoy a relationship. Like, you're my best friend. I'll talk to you. We hang out. You have your life. I have mine. And we intertwine it, you know, whenever time and schedules allow. But that notion that is very simple is something that is very complicated to achieve and to really apply in real life for many people. So when people try to tell me that I need someone that's controlling, or that I'm looking for someone that's controlling, I let them know very quickly. I have a simple rule. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I want you to live and let live. I'm going to accept you for your flaws, for whatever it is that you are, but you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to go ahead and come into my life and tell me I need to dress better. I need to go ahead and do this in parenting, or I need to go out and enjoy life more, whatever your definition of what I need to be and fix my life, I'm not needing that. And I understand that you may feel that life is better for you that way, doing those things, but I follow my own path. And that's been the difference with me all my life, is that now I'm owning that individuality. Like, I'm a person that I have acknowledged or understand that, hey, I'm my own person. I'm not trying to be different. It's just that I don't work well within the social construct. I don't. I could do work. I could be professional. You know, I could put on, be the best employee and committed and get along with everyone. Not a problem. But, you know, when it comes to my personal life, I'm going to do what I'm going to do because I work from a place of logic. And I think when I deal with people, you got to understand, for all of us out there, if you look back at the decisions you made in your life, a lot of the dumbest decisions you've made were based on emotion. They weren't based on logic. If you thought of something out through and you talked it, walked it through, and you talked through all the options, you realize that, okay, those decisions worked out. Those decisions panned out for me. But if you're the one where, you know, like for me, when I realize when I'm dealing with somebody that it is not what it's portrayed to be, and I still decide to decline that because my feelings for that person are very high, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointments, a lot of heartache. So in my life, I've realized that, and I tell this to people all the time, that my life, because of the personality that I am, is that I enjoy it more when I'm single. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy company from time to time, but unfortunately, women are not built that way. Women are built to be in a relationship exclusively, to be committed, to really spend all of your free time with that person. So I like a balance. I like, look, I leave my own time. I got 2 free weekends out of the month. I'm not trying to spend them with you. You know, like, I'm good. And it's a very tough pill for a lot of women to swallow, especially in a dating world where it's not real and these men are selling you the world. You know, I deal with women all the time and their issues, and they're dealing a lot with domestic violence. They're dealing a lot with gaslighting, serial cheaters, you name it, like very extreme cases. But they rather deal with that. That's just the psychology of women, period. Like, they don't want to deal with it. But after stuff comes out and stuff is already too deep, excuse me, like when you're already too deep emotionally, then that's when you start making really bad decisions. And in my opinion, what happens is people get stuck in a ride for a little too long that they need to. And when they get out of that, when they finally get out of it 5 years, you know, later than they should have, then they're having to work through the trauma. And guess what? What I've realized is that a lot of people, a lot of women in particular, haven't worked through their past trauma. They haven't worked through their past marriage drama and learned from it and grown from it. And they still carry that with the next person. They view the next person as... he's going to be the same as the other one. So if anything that he says, and I always have to remind people, like, I'm not your past. I'm not who you are. I mean, I'm so direct. I can have a conversation and break down any point that you have concerns with. You know, I was talking to somebody recently that just kind of left a little minor detail about something that was going on in their life for a while. And I was like, okay. This threw me into left field because it wasn't even about that minor detail, because I'm a person that's non-judgmental. I'm a person that's very open and welcoming to everything. But when we had a discussion since day one, from our first meeting, to be transparent, to be direct, no matter what, these were going to be the rules of engagement, and you still couldn't follow that, it lets me know, or makes me feel that you're used to communicating, no matter what you tell me, subconsciously, you're used to communicating in a very indirect way. Because I think a lot of times people get worried about rejection. People get worried about the fear of something not working out anymore. I feel that also people are worried about the other person's ego and how they're going to take the information. So I feel that you, when you set the precedent, like I try to do from day one, and here we are, you're withholding information that's very important to our connection, and you're choosing to do that months later, then I tend to lose trust now. That's something that's been created, because if I trust patterns of behaviors, I trust them. Meaning that if you're a person that's angry, you're usually going to exude these traits. If you're a person that's depressed, you're usually going to exude these traits. I'm not saying they're outliers. Remember, with anything that I say here, you fucks that get all sensitive about, that's not me. That's not me. I get it. That's not you. That's not anybody that you know. But I'm talking about my anecdotal experiences, and I think you would agree that you know people that are like this. And that's the problem, that people get so sensitive in this day and age. I had a joke that someone sent to me, and I was like, well, I mean, I would have sent this to somebody I know, but they're going to be bothered by it, because that's what we've become. And that's why I love traveling to Europe, because people don't give a fuck about politics. People are not worried about being divisive. And I think we've gotten to that point in this country thanks to social media and thanks to the politics and people being angry for whatever reason. And it's crazy to me, like, that people are not able to see that, right? But when it comes to the dating and people not being transparent and honest and direct and not able to accept what I bring to the table as far as the drawbacks, it's like, you know, everyone at this stage, you're gonna have some drawbacks. The difference between me and the other person is that you're gonna know mine from day one. You're gonna know mine from when I sit down with you and I tell you, okay, these are the things that women have had a problem with me on, okay? And I'm just gonna let you know these things because it's something that may resonate with you. And for a lot of women, it's like, oh, yep, you're right. I can't deal with that. Okay. Or I can't do that. Okay. Cool. But because I am not in a state where I need company, where I want to be with somebody, I need somebody to be with, I should say. It's something that I'm just standing my ground. So when I see all this world now of all these people, social media influencers that were talking this shit that I was talking about many years ago, but more extreme, it's because I was talking through it, my dating experiences. I was being like, man, okay, I'm dating this girl. This is weird. Okay. This is weird. This is weird. This is weird. Like, and you just keep running into the same things. And it's like, wow, you know, a lot of people, and in my experiences, women haven't healed from their trauma because they put themselves through so much in their relationships, you know, especially when they have kids, especially when they're married. The stigma of not being with that person is something they don't want to deal with. They don't want to go out in the world and be by themselves and figuring it out like men have to do. Like, men a lot of times have to do that. Like, we have to go get jobs. We have to provide. We have to, no matter what, we have to shut the fuck up and take it. And I feel that women, it's funny because women have wanted equality. Women, and they still fight for it. You have the feminists out there that are pushing for it and pushing against the patriarchy. I get it. But you can't also be treated like a woman either. Like, if you want to be treated as an equal, then you have to understand the shit that men deal with. And men deal with little attention. Men deal with people not acknowledging their work. We come home, people complain to us all the time, and we're tired. You know, we're tired. We're always there to answer the bell for the ones that are productive and responsible anyway. That's usually the MO. So it's a really weird world to see it now, that people out there in the dating world are waking up to that reality, what I've been talking about, that it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me saying, what the fuck's going on? And just kind of like reflecting on it. Now it's like, okay, so this is real. This is something that's happened in society in general. And I'm glad that I was aware enough. But of course, people viewed me as a woman basher, as misogynistic, all these different things. And it was never that. I mean, because I called out men out too. I called out women and men, because men made it bad for me, because I had to, the negative stigma that men give are, is consistent. And I have to overcome that a lot of times, because very rarely do people, especially women, have this open mindset to accept you for your face value, you know, and it's like they're trying to read between the lines, like, you know, someone I'm talking, I'm going to have to give them a Dear John, because I don't feel that I could move forward with that person, simply because once I start analyzing, once I realize that you weren't direct with me and that you were dropping subliminal hints the whole time, then, and that's the way you want to communicate, or that's the way you have communicated, now when I get a question or a comment from you, my wheels are gonna start spinning. Because I always say this, and I'll leave with this, is that I give people rope all the time. Like, I clean the slate with whomever I'm in front of. I clean the slate and I give them rope, and they're either gonna help themselves with it or they're gonna go ahead and hang themselves with it, either or. And I try my best to be open-minded and be non-judgmental and allow people to be, feel safe to talk openly, to feel safe to not feel like I'm going to say terrible things about them. But at the end, their trauma, their way of communicating in a direct, transparent, and honest way is something that is feared, that is not consistent, because of the things I mentioned with rejection and fear of hurting someone's ego, or, you know, whatever it is. So it's just a weird thing for me, because when you're at this age, when you're in your mid-40s, you're like, you know, who gives a fuck? Why would you want to hide something? Why would you want to be a certain way instead of being more direct, instead of being straight to the point? We're on the other side of the hourglass. So if you don't, if you want to just waste time and play those games and that's the way you feel comfortable, good for you. I don't play with that. Like, that's where, you know, my Sigma male traits kick in, where I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any of this, man. I'm just doing me.